Of course, it's important that the attention on the Middle East does not take away the tension from Ukraine, that the attention does not fizzle out there. We see the easing of sanctions on oil on Russia by US is a dangerous precedent, because right now we need them to have less money for waging the war than more. And of course, you know, the Strait of Hormuz being closed is also to the benefit of Russia to fund this war. So we need to do definitely more on this.
It's a place which they get their energy, and they should come and they should help us protect them. You could make the case that maybe we shouldn't even be there at all, because we don't need it. We have a lot of oil. We were the number one producer anywhere in the world times two. We doubled, at least so. Now I think it's much higher than that. But we do it. It's almost like we do it for habit. But we also do it for some very good allies that we have.
This is my video update on this Monday afternoon, March the 16th, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with some more bizarre comments and Truth Social posts from U.S. President Donald J. Trump. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So Trump posted some pretty bizarre stuff on Truth Social. He made some pretty crazy statements to the media on Air Force One. And we are going to go over some of what Trump said. Now, Trump is claiming that the Iranian military strikes that are taking place right now and have been taking place over the past 2 weeks, we are 2 weeks into this war, that these are deep fakes. It's all AI. That is what Trump claims. He said this on Air Force One, and he also said this, or he posted this on Truth Social. So on Truth Social, he posted about how all of the images and videos of Iranian military strikes and military success, it's all AI, it's all deep fakes. He's very upset with the media for actually running these stories and believing in these images and these videos. He even goes as far as saying it's treasonous. It could be treason to believe the images that we are seeing coming out of the Middle East. The deepfake AI, according to President Trump, images that we see coming out of the Middle East showing that the Iranian military can still fight and they can still retaliate and strike at targets around the region. And then he said on Air Force One that the rallies in support of the government are AI. Yeah, that one was a bizarre one. That was a bizarre one. I did not expect that coming. The 250,000 people that were gathering in squares across Tehran, across Iran, to support the government, that was all fake. That was all AI, according to Trump. Didn't look like AI to me, but Trump claims it's AI. That's what he said on Air Force One. He also started talking about how NATO should be helping out the United States with the Strait of Hormuz. He said that the United States has been helping NATO on Project Ukraine So NATO should be helping the United States on the Strait of Hormuz, on opening up the strait. He also talked about how he may dump the entire war on U.S. allies. I believe he actually used the word allies as he was saying this. He's talking about, he's on Air Force One, and he's talking about the Strait of Hormuz and the war. And he's talking about how NATO should be helping, how the allies should be helping. And then he made the point that the United States has got a lot of oil. We have the most oil. Maybe under my presidency, it's the biggest oil ever in all of history. He said double the oil of other countries, or maybe more now that I'm president. Anyway, he threw out some statement like that. And perhaps the U.S. should just dump this all on countries that need the Strait of Hormuz. And I think he said allies. I think he said we can dump it on our allies or some statement. It's bonkers. It's bonkers. It's crazy. I'll read you some of the quotes. Maybe I'll even play you some of the videos of Trump making these statements. I'm not going to read you the Truth Social posts. He also went off on MAGA. He's MAGA and other people are not MAGA. And he started talking about Mark Levin, and I believe mentioned Hannity as well, and how these people are MAGA. Okay. Okay. You're MAGA. You're the MAGA. We believe you. You're MAGA. So I'm not going to read you the long, very long Truth Social post on Iran military success being AI, because I would probably need a full 30-minute video to go through this Truth Social post. My God. He is writing a lot these days. He is writing a lot. But I will read you what he said on Air Force One about the protests being AI. Trump said, "One other thing that was AI generated, they showed about 250,000 people in a square saying how much they love Khamenei. Totally AI generated. It never took place." It never took place. Huh. Rallies in Iran? AI. Netanyahu? Not AI. I'll get to the Netanyahu coffee incident later on. What else did he say on Air Force One? Trump on the Strait of Hormuz. "Really, I'm demanding that these countries come in and protect their own territory because it's their territory. They should help us. You can make the case that maybe we shouldn't be there at all because we don't need it. We have a lot of oil." He's talking about the Gulf countries. He's talking about the European countries, the EU. They're the ones that need the Strait of Hormuz. "We went in, we broke it, we can't fix it. And now you guys come in and deal with it because you're the ones that really need it, not us." Financial Times is running an article with the title, "Trump warns NATO faces very bad future if allies fail to help U.S. in Iran." It's going to be very bad. Very, very bad. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. If NATO doesn't help us out in Iran, it's going to be very bad. President Trump says the U.S. helped NATO with Ukraine, so NATO should help the U.S. with Iran. And I posted with regards to this statement, I replied, "NATO could sell weapons to the U.S., but NATO should not give weapons to the U.S. for free. like that previous NATO leader was doing. Obviously, I'm joking. There, trying to make a point. Not sure if my point came across. But we're going to, we're not going to give weapons to Ukraine like Biden. Biden was giving weapons to Ukraine. Stupidest president ever, giving weapons for free, just giving weapons to Ukraine. Now we're going to sell weapons to NATO, and then whatever NATO wants to do with those weapons, that's their business. But we're going to sell the weapons to NATO. So what NATO should do, which is NATO is the United States, but anyway, what NATO should do is NATO should sell weapons to the United States. Don't give the weapons, sell the weapons to the U.S. Stoltenberg was giving the weapons to the U.S. Rutte should sell the weapons to the U.S. I'm joking. None of that happened. Stoltenberg was not selling weapons to the U.S. And obviously, Rutte is not. Well, Stoltenberg was not giving weapons to the U.S. And obviously, Rutte is never going to sell weapons to the U.S. Because outside of the U.S., NATO has no more weapons. Once you take the U.S. out of the equation, there are no more NATO weapons. There is no more NATO military without the U.S. Maybe Turkey. Turkey and a little bit of what? A little bit of Poland, maybe a little bit of France. That's pretty much NATO. Now, let's go straight. Yeah, let's go straight. Not too familiar with this neighborhood. So Trump says he doesn't know if the U.S. wants to make a deal with Iran, as nobody even knows who you're dealing with, because most of their leadership has been killed. You could just go to X or Telegram or YouTube, type in Pezeshkian or Larijani walking the streets of Tehran, and they're right there. There's the leadership. They're walking around Tehran. So, you know, you could do that. And then Trump said, there's one statement that he made, which was completely out there. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Trump says he is talking to countries about policing of the strait, and that the U.S. is always there for NATO, including helping with Ukraine. I'd be interesting to see what country wouldn't help us with a very small endeavor, which is just keeping the strait open. Very, very small endeavor. I just need you guys. I just need you allies, you vassals, to help me out with a very, very, very small endeavor, which is just keeping the Strait of Hormuz open. It's just a small endeavor. Let's see who helps us out. Let's see which NATO countries help us out with this very, very small favor that I have to ask of you. It's very small, very, very small. So we are getting reports that Trump may not be going to Beijing at the end of the month. I thought it was in the middle of April for some reason. But I'm reading that he's supposed to go to Beijing to meet with Xi Jinping at the end of March. And now he may delay it. The reason that the White House, this is according to Bloomberg, the reason that the White House is saying the trip may be delayed is because Beijing is not helping to unblock the Strait of Hormuz. Yesterday, Trump asked China to help unblock the Strait of Hormuz for China to get involved in this war. And it looks like China is not so interested to help the United States in this war. Gee, I wonder why. But now Trump is signaling that. Okay, we have to go back up. Now Trump is signaling that he may not go to Beijing because Beijing is not helping out with this war. I'll tell you the real reason why he will delay his trip, or he may possibly delay his trip to China. And it's not a done deal just yet. Possibly delay his trip is because Trump wanted to... No, let's go this way. have to go this way and then back in here. This is going to take me to the main street, and then I have to take another right. I want to get to this park, but I'm all turned around. We'll find it. He wanted to go to Beijing with the regime change in his pocket. He wanted that regime change right in his back pocket. He wanted to go meet with Xi Jinping and say, I got Venezuela, I got Iran, checkmate. That's what he was hoping for. And now that it's not happening, he's looking to delay it. Pete Hegseth spoke to the media the other day, and well, it was typical Pete Hegseth. Maybe he was a little more ramped up than usual, I guess, because he really let loose on the media. He's very upset with the media. He's upset that according to Hegseth, they're painting a picture of an Iran military that is fighting back, that is resisting, that is having some success, that is fighting the United States, a U.S. military without goals, without objectives. And Pete did not like this. He really lashed out at the media in his press conference. So speaking of the media, how about Axios, the media outlet that is closest to the Trump White House? They are reporting that Trump is putting together a coalition of Hormuz to land on Karg Island. A coalition of Hormuz. Trump eyes Hormuz coalition, seizure of Iran's Karg Island oil hub. Oh boy, coalition of the willing. Now we have the Hormuz coalition. I recorded a video like a week ago, maybe. And I thought that Macron was going to form a coalition. That's what I said in my video, that most likely it will be Macron that is going to form some sort of coalition. I actually used the words coalition of Hormuz. I actually used those words, but I was thinking this was going to be a Macron idea. But it looks like it's going to be a Trump idea. They love them coalition. So a coalition of Hormuz with the goal of capturing Karg Island. That would be a challenge. Capturing Karg Island would be a challenge, but the real difficulty, the real challenge would be keeping and holding Karg Island. That would be the real difficulty. The more I read about Karg Island and the military analysis around Karg Island or capturing Karg Island, it can be done. It'll be hard. It'll be difficult. But the United States has the special forces, excellent special forces, special operations that could do it. But holding on to Karg Island, that's a whole different story. So the Wall Street Journal, they are reporting that President Trump will announce a group of countries that will agree to a coalition of countries that will agree to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Another coalition. I got a bit tripped up there. My bad. Another coalition. Or is it the same coalition? Maybe the coalition of Hormuz has two goals, two objectives. Objective one would be capturing Karg Island, and objective two is to put together multiple countries to escort tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. Maybe it's a two-part plan. First, you capture Karg Island, then you figure out how to hold on to Karg Island, and then this coalition of countries begins exporting tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. I guess that is the plan. Sounds like a bold plan, Cotton.
Am I even saying that quote right from... I forgot what movie that's from. Dodgeball. I believe it's from Dodgeball. Sounds like a bold plan, Cotton. Is that the line? I don't know. But, okay, so we have the Hormuz Coalition, according to Axios, Karg Island, and the Wall Street Journal is saying a coalition of countries will be announced, which will escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz. It's a plan. Finally got a plan. Finally, after 2 weeks, we got some sort of an objective, some sort of a plan that's coming together. Now, which countries will these be? Which countries are going to take part in this coalition? Because as of recording this video, France has declined to join any coalition or to get involved in the conflict. Australia actually announced that they are not going to join any coalition. Japan has said they're not going to join any coalition. Great Britain said no. South Korea is considering the proposal. China obviously is not going to take part in any of this, obviously. So that's where we are with the coalition of Hormuz. Not to be confused with Ukraine's coalition of the willing. That's a much bigger coalition, the coalition of the willing. So the White House is reporting that Iran's ballistic missile capability has been reduced by 95%. This is coming from Reuters. Yesterday was 90%, or 2 days ago was 90%. Now it's 95%. Trump says 100%, with the exception of missile strikes and drones and naval drones and stuff like that. That's what he said in his Truth Social post yesterday. It's been completely decimated, completely destroyed. But every now and again, you have some drones and some missile strikes and stuff like that. But Reuters is reporting that the White House is now saying 95%. I believe 2-3 days ago, it was 90% destroyed. So just 5 more percent. 5 more percent, and then what? Mission accomplished. The IRGC, Iran's Revolutionary Guard, they are saying that most of the missiles that they are currently launching are the old missiles produced a decade ago. Many of the missiles that were manufactured after the 12-day war have not been used yet. So none of the new missiles have been used. Hypersonic missiles? We've seen some hypersonic missiles in action. So that's what the IRGC is reporting. And Larijani, one of the leaders of Iran, many believe he is the leader for the country at the moment, where Trump claims there is no more leadership left. Well, Larijani, he's on X, Trump. He's on X. You can tell, you can DM him. He's posting on X. Send him a DM and let's get to a peaceful solution and end this conflict. Larijani said, I've heard that the remaining members of Epstein's network have devised a conspiracy to create an incident similar to 9/11 and blame Iran for it. Iran fundamentally opposes such terrorist schemes and has no war with the American people. Larijani is a very, very smart guy. Someone sent me, I believe it was the Telegraph, the UK Telegraph or the Times. They did an expose on Larijani. And the guy's got PhDs all over the place, and PhDs in physics, and he's a philosopher, and he's written several books on Kant, who's his favorite philosopher. A real intellectual, Larijani. But it was an interesting article that was sent to me. So false flag is basically what he's saying. There's going to be some sort of a false flag. I've been reading about the Lucas drone, L-U-C-A-S, that the U.S. has developed. And the claims are from Iran. These are Iranian claims that the United States is using this Lucas drone, which is basically a clone of the Shahid drones. And this is what they're using to attack Gulf countries, the civilian infrastructure or hotels or stuff like that, whatever. This is what they're using to create false flags in the region, the United States, while Iran is claiming that they're only firing at U.S. Military facility and military targets is what Iran claims. They're coming out and saying that the United States has this Lucas drone that they've developed, which is an exact clone of the Shahid, and they're using that to fire off missiles to create false flag events and to further piss off the Gulf countries and turn the Gulf countries against Iran. I don't know if I believe any of that, but anyway, it was an interesting story, an interesting story that is making the rounds. Alensky's starting to troll Trump. Countries in the Middle East and U.S. bases in the region need to be better protected. That is why they require drone interceptors. It's our new technological know-how. He has not forgotten about the incident at the White House a year ago where Trump embarrassed, rightly so, he embarrassed Le Gobelin Vert. You have no cards to play. You have no leverage. You're losing this war. That is what Trump told him in the White House. Zelensky has not forgotten about that. So here he is in a post on X saying, pretty much he is saying the U.S. cannot protect you. I can. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable. So let's talk about what is going on with the price of oil, which is going back up. $104 at the time of recording this video. Here's a post from Kirill Dmitriev, predicted so, and $100+ oil last June, now on the way to $150 plus in the next 2 to 3 weeks, as the disruption is hitting not only logistics, but production itself. He's referencing a Wall Street Journal article, one second, with the title, American oil executives delivered a bleak message to Trump officials in recent days. The energy crisis the Iran war has unleashed is likely to get worse. So my understanding of things, of the price, is that the U.S. is keeping that price as low as they possibly can. They managed to keep it under 100, but they can't keep it under 100 anymore. And the actual price, if you went and bought oil right at this moment, just went out and bought some oil, it would be around 140, 150. And this has to do with oil futures and stuff like that. But the price is 104. But on the street, if there is such a thing on the street, it's 140. That's the real price of oil. And eventually, the price, the 104 will eventually get to the 140. I believe that is what Dmitriev is getting at. The market manipulation is not going to last for too long. Give it another 2-3 weeks, and we'll get the real price of oil. That's what will be reflected, the actual price, which is bad news. 150 plus is what Dmitriev is saying. So Iran, they smashed the UAE again today. I believe they hit the airport, or they hit near the airport, an oil loading facility or something like that was hit with an Iranian drone. Or maybe it's a Lucas drone, I don't know. But big fires in Dubai. In the UAE, Abu Dhabi also got hit. The UAE got hit. And we are seeing flights once again suspended. Bahrain, I believe, also was hit by Iran. And of course, the United States, Israel, they continue to launch strikes into Iran as well. We're waiting for the boots on the ground. Trump does not get out of this in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a long, drawn-out war. From the Financial Times, India's restaurants stop deep-frying food as gas crisis bites. South Asia reels from global energy crisis sparked by the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. And according to the Financial Times, it's not only deep frying food, but also crematoriums are running out of gas to burn the dead. So let's do some more news on Iran, and then we can move on to Project Ukraine, I guess. Well, we can talk about Netanyahu a little bit, and then we'll go to Hungary and then Project Ukraine. And to think a month ago, Project Ukraine was dominating the top story, the top headlines of my video segments. Now it's been pushed down to the second or third position. So Mark Carney, he said that Canada is not going to get involved in this war. No interest in taking part in Trump's Iran war. That is what Carney said. Canada is not participating in the offensive operations of Israel and the United States and will not ever. Pistorius, the German defense minister, said, what does Trump expect? A handful of European frigates to do that? To do that, the powerful U.S. Navy cannot. I'll check this line out. This is not our war, and we did not start it. This is not our war. Where have I heard that line before? This is not our war. This is not our war, from Pistorius. When has this is not our war stopped the Europeans from getting involved? This is not our war. This is not our war. Hello, Mr. Snail. That's from Pistorius, defense minister of Germany. They really are ditching Trump, huh? The Europeans. The collective West, Canada. They really are ditching President Trump. At least those are their statements. Maybe the military actions are different. Maybe the reality of what's happening is different. Maybe they are getting involved in whatever way they can. But the leaders, they're just turning on Trump. So speaking of leaders, we had a proof of life moment from Netanyahu yesterday. He posted a video on social media on his ex account of himself entering a coffee shop, the Sataf coffee shop, which I believe has been geolocated to Jerusalem or in the area of Jerusalem. And the proof of life video has created more controversy and more discussion about Netanyahu's proof of life. It was meant to show that he has all his fingers and he has not been killed. But instead, everyone is now debating if that video was AI generated. I can't say. I'm not an expert on these things, but I will say that the Sataf coffee shop did post photos on Instagram of Bibi. So, Bibi Netanyahu, if you believe that, they posted photos of Netanyahu on their Instagram to show that the video was not AI generated and that Netanyahu really did visit the coffee shop. That's the latest update there. But an interesting part to the whole BB at a coffee shop is that this specific coffee chain or this cafe is now getting review bombed. Its rating has dropped to 2.9 since hosting the Israeli prime minister. So that's an interesting side note to all of this. Big marches in Hungary yesterday in Budapest. Orbán had a massive march. Magyar and the opposition, they had a big march. Got elections in less than a month. about a month's time. I believe April 14th are the elections in Hungary. Orban talking about Ukraine blackmail and the Druzhba oil pipeline. Telling Zelensky that Hungary will never back down, will never be blackmailed. And Donald Tusk coming out in support of the opposition. Donald Tusk is openly the Prime Minister of Poland, is openly coming out in support of the opposition. He wants Orban to lose. Tusk is actually talking about a poll exit, the risk of a poll exit. He says it's a real threat today. Both confederations and most of PIS desire it. Navrotsky is their patron. Those who want to destroy the Union are Russia, American MAGA, and the European right wing led by Orban. For Poland, it would be a catastrophe. I will do everything to stop them. Tusk is playing politics here. Like the U.S. wants Poland to leave, or American MAGA wants Poland to leave the EU. No, they don't. Trump's MAGA, Trump, the Trump administration does not want Poland to leave the EU. No U.S. administration wants the EU to break up, not one, because the EU makes it easy for the United States to control their vassals in Europe instead of having to go to 27 countries one at a time. They can just go straight to Ursula and tell her what to do. Makes it a lot easier to manage the vassals, having the EU around. Orban doesn't want Poland. Orban wants to keep the EU together. Orban believes in Europe. Orban's whole philosophy is to try and change the EU from the inside. That's his philosophy. I don't think it can be done. I think it's the wrong approach. Can't happen. But that's his approach. Or at least that has been his approach. He believes in Europe. He just wants to change things from within. So that's Donald Tusk. And are we at Clown World territory yet? We're getting there. We are getting very close to Clown World. We've got to talk a little bit about Ukraine, because they launched 145 drones towards Moscow during the past night from 11 p.m. Moscow time on March 15th to 8 a.m. Moscow time on March 16th. 145 Ukrainian unmanned aerial vehicles of the aircraft type were intercepted and destroyed by on-duty air defense forces. They are launching a ton of drones towards Moscow, Ukraine, and the collective West, the coalition of the willing. They are really trying to hit Moscow with drones. Hundreds and hundreds of drones every day are being launched towards Moscow. What kind of message are they trying to send to Putin? The collective West, the coalition of the willing. So France was, French delegates were in Moscow yesterday or 2 days ago, maybe even 3-4 days ago, I'm not sure. But we got the news that French delegates did indeed visit Moscow. Everything was kept hush-hush. But the Financial Times is reporting that the French delegates, they made their way to Moscow, and their demands of Russia was that they accept Kiev's European allies to have a seat at the negotiating table, according to people familiar with the matter. And according to the Financial Times, a senior European diplomat said that the Russian response from Ushakov was basically, sorry, actually, no, we don't. Fuck you. That's what they claim Ushakov's response was to the French, who demanded that Kiev, that Europe have a seat at the negotiating table. Ushakov's reply was, F you. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe that he said F you, but maybe. Maybe they're seeing everything that's happening in Iran and they're saying, you know what? F these guys. Possible. Zelensky is saying that Ukraine is not at war with Iran. This is after an Iranian parliament member actually said that if Ukraine helps out Israel with the drone stuff, then Ukraine becomes a participant in this conflict. And the Green Goblin put out a statement saying that Ukraine is not a party to this war. We are not at war with Iran. And finally, we can do a clown world. And this is courtesy of Newt Gingrich, the former Republican Speaker of the House. He was the Speaker of the House under Bush Jr.? Or was it during Obama? Or was it during both? He's lost his mind, Newt Gingrich. He posted on X, instead of fighting over a 21-mile-wide bottleneck forever, we cut a new channel through friendly territory, a dozen thermonuclear detonations, and you've got a waterway wider than the Panama Canal, deeper than the Suez, and safe from Iranian attacks. This used to be the Speaker of the House. This used to be the top Republican, the top Republican, third from the President of the United States. This is his bright idea. A thermonuclear detonation. And you create a new strait, a brand new strait from a thermonuclear detonation. And you know where he got this idea from? He got this idea from an article, which was nothing more than a joke. It was a joke article about blowing your way up to a new strait. This was a joke, a parody, a prank. And Newt Gingrich actually read this article and believed that this was a real idea and that this is a good idea. He got community noted. The proposal originates from a satirical article published the same day, presented as a humorous open letter with a disclaimer that its views do not necessarily represent those of anyone with brain cells. No such nuclear excavated canal exists. Oh, boy. These are the people. These were the people running the world. These were the people. Newt Gingrich was one of the top people in the United States government. Was. Oh, boy. Unbelievable. The article even had a disclaimer. Did you not read the disclaimer, Newt? Oh, boy. Does not necessarily represent those of anyone with brain cells. That was the disclaimer, according to this community note. Anyone with brain cells is not going to believe this. And what does Newt Gingrich do? He posts this on X as some brilliant idea. Oh, boy. What a great clown world. All right, I'm going to end this video, theduran.locals.com. We're on X. We're on Rumble. We are on Telegram. Go to the Duran shop. Pick up some merch. Check us out on Substack. All those links are in the description box down below. I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care.